The 100% World by Nancy R. Crocker. I used to live in a 100% world. A world in which, if I felt great, I would say, I feel great, and meant it. If I didn't feel great, I would expect my mom or my doctor or my boyfriend to respond to my complaints and make it all better. Then it would be better, and I could say again, I feel great, and mean it. I don't live in a 100% world anymore. Now I practice smiling in a mirror and remind myself to smile when I am in public. I sit in a corner with my left hand under a piece of paper and hope that my meds kick in before my tremor gets so violent that the paper won't hide it anymore. Now when the doctor says I look great, I put on my practiced smile and nod. I don't shoot for 100% anymore. I shoot for good enough. It's tricky to know what's good enough. Too much complaining might get me into a new medication that will make me feel worse. Too little complaining might prevent my doctor from coming up with a simple fix. The truth is that I will be sicker next year than I am this year, and that maybe I should be pretty happy to be as well as I am now and celebrate this relative wellness. Nobody wants to be around someone who complains all the time and is a bummer. So buck up and have a good attitude. Within my not a 100% world, I'm doing pretty well. The door to the 100% world is closed to me forever. I will say goodbye and not look back.